Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. The Moroccan delegation fully aligns itself with the declaration pronounced on behalf of the League of Arab States, the non-aligned movement, also for the current agenda item. Morocco would like also to make the following national statement. Morocco's commitment in favor of disarmament and non-proliferation is a strategic choice which illustrates our strong commitment to peace, security, and the principle of peaceful settlements of disputes. A state party to all multilateral instruments on weapons of mass destruction, Morocco remains in favor of multilateralism for general and comprehensive disarmament, in particular for an irreversible, transparent, and verifiable nuclear disarmament. Morocco is convinced that possessing nuclear weapons, indeed all weapons of mass destruction, is not a guarantee of either security or stability regionally or internationally, but on the contrary, a genuine risk that these weapons could fall into the hands of warmongering non-state actors beyond control. It is in this spirit that the work of the 2020 conference should focus with a strong will on genuine progress going beyond the regular speeches and praise for principles, commitments, and past achievements. Morocco reiterates the pertinence of the documents submitted by the Arab group during RevCon 2015 and the current PRETCOM, and reiterates strongly the importance of implementing Resolution 1995 on the Middle East, which reaffirms that it is important for all states to join as early as possible the NPT and encourages all the states of the Middle East, without exception, those states who have not yet done so, to join the treaty as soon as possible and to ensure that the IAEA safeguards are applied at their nuclear sites. The resolution commits also all states of the Middle East to take the appropriate measures to move forward on this path, notably the creation in the Middle East of a zone free of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear, chemical, biological weapons and their delivery mechanisms, effectively verified, and abstaining from all measures that could prevent achieving this goal. Similarly, the decisions of the NPT Review Conference of 2000 and of 2010 clearly affirmed the importance of Israel joining. Israel has military nuclear capacities. They should join the NPT and submit all their sites and installations to IAEA safeguards regime. This is necessary to create such a zone. It goes without saying that a denuclearized zone in the Middle East would prevent the risk of the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in this vulnerable region and would help restore peace and security across the region. The renewal of the NPT is linked to the commitment to eliminate nuclear weapons in the Middle East through the adoption of Resolution 1995 on the creation of a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East. Thus, the credibility of this treaty rests on the ability of states parties, notably the depositories, to undertake concrete measures to eventually create such a zone. The Plan of Action of 2010, still germane, contains the necessary components to guide us in this process in a spirit of mutual respect and inclusivity. Thank you, Chairman.